Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when you're just constantly bombarded by demands, notifications, people needing something from you? Ever feel like your time and energy are being pulled in a million different directions? It's easy to get caught up in the chaos of modern life, but today we're talking about something crucial, creating healthy boundaries. It's not about shutting everyone out or becoming a hermit. It's about taking control of your life and prioritizing what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Boundaries are like the walls around your life, protecting your energy, time, and well-being. So, why are boundaries so important? Well, first off, they help you manage stress. When you have clear boundaries, you know what to expect from others and what's expected of you. This reduces anxiety and allows you to focus on what's truly important. Imagine a world where every time someone wanted something, you just said yes. That's a recipe for burnout. Boundaries also protect your values and priorities. They let you say no to things that don't align with who you are or what you want to achieve. You know, like that friend who always wants to go out last minute when you've got a project deadline? Boundaries help you stay true to yourself and live a more authentic life. And here's the cool part. Setting boundaries actually strengthens relationships. Think about it. When you clearly communicate your needs, it shows respect for yourself and fosters mutual understanding with others. It's not about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can be the best version of yourself in all your relationships. Now, let's dive into some practical tips to start setting those boundaries. Number 1. Get clear on your values. What matters most to you? Your time with family? Your personal growth? Identifying your core values gives you a framework for making decisions and saying no when necessary. Think of it like this. If something doesn't align with your values, it's probably not worth your energy. Number 2. Learn to say no gracefully. It can feel awkward at first, but remember, you don't owe anyone an explanation. A simple, "Thank you for asking, but I'm not able to do that right now," is perfectly fine. You don't need to over-explain or make excuses. Number 3. Communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Don't expect others to read your mind. Let them know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Be assertive but kind. Remember, it's about finding a balance between protecting yourself and being respectful of others. Number 4. Set expectations for communication. This could mean limiting social media time, designating specific hours for checking emails, or establishing clear guidelines for phone calls. Remember, you're in control of your attention. And finally, number 5, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Your needs and priorities will evolve over time, so it's important to be flexible and make adjustments accordingly. Think of it like fine-tuning a machine. You might need to tweak things here and there to get everything running smoothly. Ever feel like that coworker who always takes advantage of your good nature? Maybe they constantly ask you to cover their shift or pile on extra work without acknowledging your own workload. Sound familiar? That's where setting boundaries comes in handy. You could politely decline their request by saying something like, "I'd love to help out, but I have a lot on my plate right now. Maybe next time?" Remember, you don't need to apologize for prioritizing your own well-being. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you create healthy boundaries in your life. Remember, setting boundaries is not selfish. It's self-care. It's about taking control of your energy, time, and well-being so you can live a more fulfilling and authentic life. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you could use stronger boundaries. Maybe it's with family, friends, work colleagues, or even social media. Once you've pinpointed that area, think about what kind of boundaries would feel good for you. Then, Start communicating those boundaries clearly and confidently. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met and your time respected. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the word about healthy boundaries and create a world where everyone feels empowered to set limits and live their best lives. Until next time, keep that dopamine fast going strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.